Harper Audio presents Radio Silence by Alice Oseman, read by Aisha Carla.
School sucks. Why, oh why, is there work? I don't get it. Look at me. Look at my face. Does it look like I care about school? No. Lonely Boy Goes to a Rave by Teen Suicide. Universe City Podcast. Episode 1. Dark Blue. Posted by Universe City. In distress. Stuck in Universe City. Send help.
Hello. I hope somebody is listening. I'm sending out this call via radio signal. Long outdated, I know, but perhaps one of the few methods of communication the city has forgotten to monitor. In a dark and desperate cry for help. Things in Universe City are not what they seem. I cannot tell you who I am. Please just call me Radio. Radio Silence. I am, after all, only a voice on a radio, and there may not be anyone listening. I wonder, if nobody is listening to my voice, am I making any sound at all?
Futures. Can you hear that? Said Karis last, halting in front of me so suddenly that I almost crashed into her. We both stood on the train platform. We were 15, and we were friends. What? I said, because I couldn't hear anything except the music I was listening to through one earphone. I think it might have been Animal Collective. Karis laughed, which didn't happen very often. You're playing your music too loud, she said, hooking a finger around the earphone's wire and pulling it away from me. Listen. We stood still and listened. And I remember every single thing I heard in that moment. I heard the rumbling of the train we'd just got off leaving the station, heading further into town. I heard the ticket gate guard explaining to an old man that the high-speed train to St. Pancras was cancelled today due to snow. I heard the distant screech of traffic, the wind above our heads, the flush of the station toilet, and the train now arriving at Platform 1 is the 8:02 to Ramsgate. Snow being shovelled and a fire engine and Karis's voice and burning. We turned round and stared at the town beyond, snowy and dead. We could normally see our school from here, but today there was a cloud of smoke in the way. How did we not see the smoke while we were on the train? Karis asked. I was asleep, I said. I wasn't. You weren't paying attention. Well, I guess the school burned down, she said, and walked away to sit on the station bench. 7-year-old Karis's wish came true. I stared for a moment more, and then went to join her. Do you think it was those pranksters? I said, referring to the anonymous bloggers who had been pranking our school for the past month with increasing ferocity. Karis shrugged. Doesn't really matter, does it? The end result is the same. It does matter. It was at that moment that it all started to sink in. It looks really serious. We're going to have to change schools. It looks like the whole of C Block and D Block are just gone. I crumpled my skirt in my hands. My locker was in D Block. My GCSE sketchbook was in there. I spent days on some of that stuff. Oh, shit. I shivered. Why would they do this? They've destroyed so much hard work. They've messed up so many people's GCSEs and A-levels. Things that seriously affect people's futures. They've literally ruined
Sample complete. Ready to continue?